What if the very organ responsible for your survival is also sabotaging your happiness? Your brain evolved over millions of years to keep you alive in a world of predators and scarcity, not to make you feel good in a world of abundance and safety. This mismatch between our ancient neural wiring and modern reality creates a profound problem. We're running 21st century lives on Stone Age software. The result? We obsess over a single criticism while barely registering 10 compliments. We catastrophize minor setbacks while taking major blessings for granted. We remember embarrassing moments from decades ago with perfect clarity while forgetting yesterday's joys. But here's the revolutionary insight. You can actually change your brain's default settings. Through understanding how neural pathways form and deliberately installing positive experiences into your brain structure, you can transform fleeting moments of joy into lasting changes that fundamentally alter how you experience life. Criticism stings longer than compliments fade. That's your brain's negativity bias at work. This evolutionary inheritance once kept ancestors alive. Missing a predator meant death. Missing berries meant trying again tomorrow. Over millennia, this created brains that function like Velcro for negative experiences and Teflon for positive ones. Your brain constantly scans for threats, recognizes angry faces faster than happy ones, and requires roughly 5 positive interactions to balance each negative one in relationships. Stress hormones activate your amygdala, your brain's alarm system, making it hypersensitive to future threats while weakening your hippocampus, which maintains perspective. The result is paper tiger paranoia. Your brain overestimates threats, underestimates opportunities, and underestimates your ability to handle challenges. You reinforce these distortions by seeking confirming evidence while dismissing contradictory information, creating a self-perpetuating cycle of negativity. Your brain operates in 2 fundamentally different modes. In responsive mode, green brain, your parasympathetic nervous system maintains balance, neurochemicals like oxytocin flow freely, and your body conserves energy while repairing itself. In reactive mode, red brain, your amygdala triggers stress hormones and sympathetic arousal, flooding your body with cortisol and adrenaline while putting long-term functions like immunity on hold. These reactive bursts should be brief and infrequent, but modern life violates this design. We face constant mild to moderate stressors with little recovery time. Sedentary lifestyles keep stress hormones circulating, consumerism encourages endless reward chasing, and news bombards us with unsolvable problems. The costs accumulate. Chronic reactivity depletes resources, impairs learning, and becomes a risk factor for depression and anxiety. Physically, the allostatic load increases inflammation, weakens immunity, damages cardiovascular health, and causes neurons to atrophy in critical brain regions. What was once an evolutionary advantage is now a design flaw, but you can choose which mode dominates your experience. The HEAL method transforms positive experiences into lasting neural changes through 4 steps. Have a positive experience, notice one already present, warm water on your hands, completing a task, or create one, recalling someone who cares about you. Enrich it by staying with the experience for 10-30 seconds, intensifying it through duration, intensity, multimodality, engaging multiple senses, novelty, and personal relevance. Savor your morning coffee by engaging taste, warmth, aroma, the mug's comfort, and gratitude for this quiet moment. Absorb the experience by intentionally internalizing it. Visualize it sifting down like gentle rain or being placed like jewels in your heart's treasure chest. The optional 4th step, link positive and negative material, involves holding both in awareness simultaneously, keeping the positive more prominent. This allows positive experiences to gradually soothe and replace negative ones, like flowers crowding out weeds. This approach builds neural structures that increase your sensitivity to positive experiences. Most of us rush through life barely noticing positive experiences already present. Right now, unless facing genuine crisis, your awareness contains goodness. the peace of breathing, comfortable clothing, your body functioning effortlessly. These sweet cherries are small, accessible moments scattered throughout your day. The art is learning to like experiences without wanting them. Liking means enjoying and appreciating. Wanting involves drivenness and clinging. Your brain has separate circuits for these responses, so you can savor morning coffee without depending on it for happiness. Beyond noticing what's present, deliberately create positive experiences. Find something appealing, clever design, sunlight on surfaces, distant sounds. Notice disasters that didn't happen, accomplishments achieved, moments of connection. Many good things remain stable. Places you love, people who care, objects that serve you. Appreciate rule of law, cultural access to art, technological advances, nature's gifts. Everyone possesses good qualities, fairness, humor, talents. Recognizing these facts isn't conceit. It reduces the need to impress others. Even serious challenges can be reframed to find elements of growth or meaning. After activating a positive experience, help it sink into your brain through deliberate practice. This transforms temporary states into lasting traits. Duration matters. Extend positive experiences for 10-30 seconds rather than letting them pass. When a colleague compliments your work, pause and feel the recognition. Intensity promotes lasting neural structures. As experiences become more pleasurable, dopamine and norepinephrine rise, creating new synapses. Multimodality means engaging multiple channels. When appreciating a friend's qualities, tune in to bodily sensations, emotions, and warmth spreading through your chest. Novelty leverages your brain's attraction to unexpected information. Find freshness in eating bread or looking into a loved one's eyes. Personal relevance uses your brain's constant scanning for meaning. Consider how this relaxation might ease chronic stress, or how shared laughter strengthens your bond. The absorption step involves intentionally internalizing the positive state. Step 1 lights the fire. Step 2 adds fuel. Step 3 fills you with warmth. Have the willingness to be changed. As you take in gratitude, become more appreciative. As you absorb strength, become stronger. Your mind takes its shape from what it rests upon, molding itself around positive experiences. Taking in the good isn't just self-help, it's a response to humanity's greatest challenges. Our Stone Age brains, evolved for reactive survival, now fuel global conflicts despite having resources to meet everyone's needs. The negativity bias keeps us in reactive mode even when conditions no longer require it. But imagine if a critical mass of human brains spent most days in responsive mode. There would come a tipping point altering human history. The ancient fires of fear, frustration, and heartache would be extinguished for lack of fuel. This isn't utopian fantasy. It's a return to our brain's natural home base, bringing peace to families, workplaces, and nations. Each time you pause to install a positive experience, you're not just making yourself happier, you're contributing to a more responsive, compassionate world. In a culture that sells happiness through consumption, we've forgotten the most powerful tool for well-being, deliberately cultivating positive experiences that reshape our brains. Your happiness isn't just about feeling good, it's about building the neural foundation for resilience, meaning, and connection. Start today. Notice one good thing. Stay with it. Let it sink in. Your brain is waiting to be rewired.